The thing about lying to your parents is you have to do it to protect them. It's for their own good. I mean, take my own parents. If they knew the unvarnished truth about my finances, slash love life, slash plumbing, slash council tax, they'd have instant heart attacks. The doctor would say, did anyone give them a terrible shock? And it would all be my fault. Therefore, they have been in my flat for approximately 10 minutes, and already I have told them the following lies. 1. L&N Executive Recruitment will start making profits soon, I'm sure of it. 2. Natalie is a fantastic business partner, and it was a really brilliant idea to chuck in my job to become a headhunter with her. 3. Yes, I did know about interest on parking tickets. 4. I was actually intending to buy a smoke alarm at the weekend. What a coincidence they should mention it. 5. Yes, it'll be nice to see all the family again. 5 lies, and we haven't even mentioned the subject. As I come out of my bedroom in a black dress, I see Mum looking at my overdue phone bill on the mantelpiece. Don't worry, I say. I'm going to sort that out. Only if you don't, says Mum, they'll cut off your line, and it'll take ages for you to get it installed again, and the mobile signal is so patchy here. What if there was an emergency? What would you do? I hadn't thought about it, Mum. I'll pay the bill, honest. Mum's always been a worrier. She gets this tense smile with frightened eyes, and you just know she's playing out some apocalyptic scenario in her head. She looked like that throughout my last speech day at school. Afterwards, she confessed she'd noticed a chandelier hanging above on a rickety chain and became obsessed by what would happen if it fell down on the girls' heads and splintered into smithereens. So, are you ready? Mum glances at my stockinged feet. Where are your shoes, darling? I slump down on the sofa. Do I have to go? Laura, says Mum. She was your great aunt. She was 105, you know. Mum has told me my great aunt was 105, approximately 105 times. I'm pretty sure it's because that's the only fact she knows about her. So what? I didn't know her. None of us knew her. Why are we schlepping to Potter's Bar for some old woman we never met? I feel more like a sulky 3-year-old than a mature 27-year-old with her own business.
Uncle Bill and the others are going, says Dad, and if they can make the effort...
It won't take long, Mum says coaxingly. It will. I stare at the carpet. And everyone will ask me about... things. No, they won't, says Mum, glancing at Dad for backup. No one will even mention things. There's silence. The subject is hovering in the air. At last, Dad plunges in.
So, speaking of things...
He hesitates.
Are you generally okay?
Oh, I'm fine, I say after a pause. I mean, you can't expect me just to snap back into...
No, of course not.
Dad immediately backs off. Then he tries again.
But you're in good spirits.
I nod assent.
Good, says Mum. I knew you'd get over... things.
My parents don't say Josh anymore, because of the way I used to dissolve into heaving sobs whenever I heard his name. Now he's just... things.
And you haven't been in touch with him?
Dad is looking anywhere but at me, and Mum appears engrossed in her handbag. What he means is...
Have you sent him any more obsessive texts?
No, I say. I haven't, okay? The whole thing was totally blown out of proportion. I only sent Josh a few texts. 3 a day, if that. Hardly any. And they weren't obsessive. They were just me being honest and open, which, by the way, you're supposed to be in a relationship. I mean, you can't just switch off your feelings because the other person did, can you? You can't just say, oh, right, so your plan is we never see each other again, never make love again, never talk or communicate in any way. Fab idea, Josh, why didn't I think of that? So what happens is, you write your true feelings down in a text, simply because you want to share them, and next minute your ex-boyfriend changes his phone number and tells your parents. He's such a sneak.
When you break up with someone,
Dad is saying,
it's easy to look backward and think life would be perfect if you got back together, but...
He's going to tell me how life is an escalator. I have to head him off, quick. Dad, listen, please. I don't want to get back together with Josh. I try to sound as if this is a ridiculous idea. That's not why I texted him. I just wanted closure. I mean, he broke things off with no warning, no talking, no discussion. I never got any answers. It's like reading an Agatha Christie and never knowing who done it. There. Now they'll understand.
Well, says Dad at length, I can understand your frustrations.
That's all I ever wanted, I say, to talk things over, to communicate like two civilized human beings. And to get back together with him, my mind adds, because I know Josh still loves me, even if no one else thinks so. Anyway, you mustn't worry about me, I say. I've realized that it just wasn't meant to be. I'm in a good place, really. My smile is pasted on my face. I feel like I'm chanting the mantra of some wacky cult. I should be wearing robes and banging a tambourine. Hare, hare. I've moved on. Hare, hare. I'm in a good place.
That's the spirit, Dad says, looking relieved.
I'm so glad you've come through this. Mum comes over and kisses the top of my head. Now, find yourself some shoes. Chop, chop. With a sigh, I get to my feet and drag myself into my bedroom. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day, and I get to spend it at a hideous family occasion involving a dead 105-year-old person. Sometimes life really sucks.